Gary Stork from Madison has a disease called Noonan syndrome. It's resulted in glaucoma, and he's nearly lost his sight. Stork credits regular marijuana smoking for relieving the pressure on his eyes, allowing him to see. Stork heads up a group called Is My Medicine Legal Yet? If the Supreme Court decides states do have the right to write their own medical marijuana laws, Stork says that will remove the threat of federal prosecution from those who want to use the drug.
So this is just a matter of common sense and compassion. We need access to this. There are people who need it today, and they're only getting worse every day that this issue is delayed.
Stork says if the court rules in favor of the states, it could pave the way for Wisconsin to pass a medical marijuana act. But an addiction specialist says some proponents of medical marijuana are hoping for a backdoor okay from the court to make all marijuana smoking legal. Dr. Michael Miller directs the New START Alcohol and Drug Center at Madison's Meritor Hospital. Miller says smoking marijuana introduces a carcinogen into the body which can cause cancer or heart disease. Still, he says there is fascinating research being done on marijuana's medicinal effects.
It really does work. The question is, to what extent does it work, and does it work better than what's currently available?
Miller cautions not to view the Supreme Court's ultimate decision as an endorsement of marijuana as a medicine. He says it's more an issue of the rights of states to have laws that don't conform to those at the federal level. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.